We are we're talking here in Tomer Devorah, and we're going to develop a yesod in the world of Machshava. It's a little bit less of the Musar and the interactions with others that we normally focus on here. It's a yesod, and I don't even know if we're going to get to the Tomer Devorah today. It's a yesod that in order to get to him is going to require a degree of understanding. I want to be makdimit with a question, which is a question that Tomer Devorah asks. But it's a question which is already asked by Rambam. It's a question which is asked by the Ramban. It's a major sugya in the parshios of Shmos, Bo, and Va'era. We'll see it's a major sugya in the world of Purim and Pesach, parshios Lech Lecha. There's a lot of Torah here. Let's unpackage it like this. Lechora, whenever Klal Yisrael, whenever either be it a member of Klal Yisrael or be it Klal Yisrael as a whole, if we get punished, that's because we, on some level, deserve it. There's an understanding that there's something called Tzchar Ve'onesh, which means that if Klal Yisrael behaves inappropriately, there's going to be a response, and that response is going to be an Onesh. If Klal Yisrael behaves and everything is Beseder, so then we're going to get wonderful, wonderful reward. Because of that, and sometimes it's most explicitly asked in the context of Paro, when the Ribbono Shel Olam told Avraham Avinu, Yadoa Teda, Ki Ger Yeh Zarecha Be'eretz Olahem, that we're told that Avraham Avinu is told your children are going to go to a foreign land. They're going to be punished there. Sorry, they're going to be enslaved there. And then Vigam Eshagoy Asher Yavdu Dana Nochi. Hashem says, I'm going to punish those people that subjugate your children. And the question that the Ramban asks, the question that Tomer Devorah asks is a very simple question, which is, I understand. If the Ribbono Shel Olam decided that Klal Yisrael was deserving of being punished, be that in the time of Paro, be that in the Purim story, before Mordechai and Esther, engage in a certain kind of switch, at that time, if they deserve to be punished, so why is Paro not viewed as just ki'ilu, almost like part of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Hashem said to punish, someone has to punish. All they did was fulfill the word of what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted. You could have even argued, from the Bali Machshava argued in a fascinating statement, that what Paro did was a good thing. Because Baruch Hu was Gozer Gezerah, and he was there to help fulfill that particular Gezerah. So why is Paro getting punished? Why is Haman getting punished? Why does Sancheiriv get punished? What exactly is the phenomenon which is taking place? Why is this occurring here and in this particular way? So there are different answers in Rishonim. I have it if you want. There are different answers in Rishonim. The Rambam gives an answer in Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam says, well, there was a Gezerah that Bnei Yisrael was going to be punished, but there was no Gezerah that it had to be a particular individual, and therefore any particular individual that did it, that was their act of Rishus. The Ramban writes a couple of explanations in his Perush Al Torah in Bereishis and Perek Tezvav. The Ramban says, well, maybe the pshat is that they punished. They did more than they were supposed to do. They were trying to annihilate them, not just to subjugate them. Maybe it was more than they were supposed to do. There is a yesod in the world of Machshava. It's a yesod that Tomer Devorah has. It's a yesod that in some of the footnotes of Tomer Devorah they point out is a Gra and Mishlei. Spent a decent amount of time this morning. I believe it's also a yesod which is in Maral. I believe it's a yesod in Rabbeinu Yonah, and I believe that we'll see it's a yesod even in the Medrash. But it's a very different idea about the way that onshim work, the way that punishment works, and it is a fascinating, fascinating kind of an idea. Let's unpackage it as follows. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, talking about, and we'll see again, a lot of just really, I think, powerful idea. Tzadik mitzara nechalatz, v'yavo rasha tachtav. If a tzaddik is supposed to get punished, so that tzaddik is not going to get, is in a tzara, he's going to be saved, we'll define that word better, in a little bit. And the Rasha is Yavo Tachta. And the Rasha comes in the place of the tzaddik. What does that mean? Says the Gra as follows. When a tzara is supposed to be given out in this world, that tzara never goes away. The only question is who it lands on. If there's supposed to be something going towards a tzaddik, that tzara is not going to go away. V'oso hatzara, says the Gra in Mishlei, eina chozeres reikam. It never goes away entirely. It always goes somewhere. Ela harasha batachtav, b'oso hatzara atzma. The Rasha that was giving it, the Rasha that was there, he's going to end up receiving that which he gave out. But says the Gra in Mishlei, when you give out a punishment, that tzara that you want to give, never goes away. It always comes right back at you. The example of that, which the Gra gives in his commentary, Megillas Esther, the example of that is Haman. Haman gets punished on what? The tree, Asher, Hechin Lo. He had planned to do something to Mordechai. The punishment he gets is that koach, which he was giving, is going to come right back at him. That is pshat in v'nahafochu. Because it can't be eradicated. That which you want to give out comes straight back. That which you want to give out, it comes straight back. It comes straight back. That's part of what happened here. That's also part, some of the Bali Machshav explained, is the Omek HaPshat, in what happens in the Purim story in a fascinating way, of what happens in the Purim story. We're told that that which comes out, which is sealed by the Melech, Ein LaHashiv. You can never undo something which the Melech was goes there. Part of what that means, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Tzara is going to be there, there's no undoing it. The only question is, can I redirect it? Can I redirect it in any way? Says the Maharal, this is the pshat in the onesh of Edim Zomimin. This is the Maharal in Be'er HaGola, in the second Be'er there, in Perek Sheni, says the Maharal in Be'er HaGola, that's pshat ka'asher zomam la'asos la'achiv, and that's pshat and why hargu ain't the haragin. We'll see in a little bit. But if I give a certain koach out there, so that koach which I give out there, so someone's going to get it. Someone's going to get it. And if that person is not going to get it because I'm found to be named Zomim, so I am nichnas tachtav. So I go under and I take the place of that particular tzara. In that sense, what emerged from the Maharal is a wild idea. Edim Zomim is really not the exception in their punishment to the way that things normally work. Edim Zomim is part of a system in the way that onshim are given out. When a metzias is there, so something's going to have to come and take the place of that very thing. Rav Dessler gave a mashal for this. In the Mikta of Melio in Chanukah and Purim, there in Purim, Rav Dessler gives a mashal about that. He says, if I have a strong wall, and I take a massive rock, and I throw the rock at that wall, one of two things happens. Either you knock down the wall, or it bounces off of the wall, and if you're right next to it, so you run the risk of it hitting you. I'm next to a wall, throw a large rock, and it's going to knock on the wall, it's going to come back and knock me down. Says Rav Dessler, that's a pshat in this gra, that's pshat in this maral, that's what happens. When you utter something, when I throw something, so either the punishment's going to land, the person deserves it, or it's going to come right back at me. It's going to come right back at me. That's an idea which comes in a couple of places, in Mishlei. Later on in Mishlei, Rabbi Yonah has it there also, that koper la tzadik rasha, the kapara for a tzadik, is a rasha. V'tachas yisharim bogeid. And the place of that, which is yashar, is going to be a traitor. What does that pasuk mean? The kapara for a tzaddik is a rasha. What does that mean? So says Rabbeinu Yonah, kasher nigzara gezeira al hatzaddik v'yashar. When a gezeira is made in the tzaddik, and then the tzaddik does tshuva, so there has to be a kapara, it has to go somewhere. So where does it go? Yinatin kapara adam shuhavcham. It goes instead on the particular rasha. This appears to be a medrash also. It's a medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, explaining what happens at the beginning of Shmos. Again, I hope to get to Tomer Dvorah today, but says the medrash as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu is saved. The Ribbono Shel Olam at the time, Paro wants to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. He is saved mecherev Paro. He's saved from the sword of Paro. Wonders the medrash, what exactly is going on? If Moshe Rabbeinu is on trial and he's sitting there, so I'm going to explain it the way some of them at Farshim explain it. V'chiyesh adam yachal livroach min hamelech. You're right there. So how exactly is Moshe getting out? They're about to kill him. How does Moshe escape from Paro to be able to get out? Ella says to Gemara, they were going to cut his neck off with a sword. Amar Rav Eviatar, netzeh hacherev mitzav aro shel Moshe. The cherev that they were going to go and they were going to kill Moshe with, instead of killing Moshe, what happened to Moshe's neck? It became stone. What happened back? V'hitizat savaro shel kushtiner harasha. Instead, what happened was, they were going to kill him, and the sword, says the Medrash, that they were going to use to kill Moshe Rabbeinu, boomeranged back and killed the executioner. Some of the Mepharshim of the Medrash explain, that's how Moshe escaped. What happened? People don't like to look when a person is going to be decapitated. So no one's looking at what's happening. All they do is they see a head on the floor, and they assume that who was killed? Moshe Rabbeinu. So what happened to everybody else, says the Medrash? Everybody else just, Moshe was able, they were looking, okay, he was done. So then Moshe ran off, ki'ilu, he was the executioner. What's the yisod of that of this medrash? The same sword they wanted to use to kill Moshe, it boomerangs back. So says the Peirush Eis Yosef on that medrash, that is our pasuk in Mishlei. V'yavo Rasha tachtav. Oso ha-resha eino chozeres reikam. The Rasha who did it, he got it back. The Rasha who did it, he got it back. In that sense, there are always kochos in this world that when they are uttered out, it has to go somewhere. Has to land, it has to land somewhere. That's a yesod. That also explains Derech Agav, L'chora, part of what Mida Keneged Mida is. Why is my punishment that which I wanted to utter out? Because certain things are going to come right back at me. It's going to come right back at me. Says the Tomer Dvora, now we'll start learning some Tomer Dvora. Tomer Dvora says like this, and this is the Yesod, it explains a lot of things, a lot of Purim, of Anahafuchu, Waiva Oso, Al Ha'etz. It explains in Shmos, it explains, well, we'll get to power in a second. But says the Tomer Dvora as follows, he's explaining, and this idea we may already understand from Etzem, the Mida he's explaining, is the Mida of V'tashlich B'metzulas Yam Kol Chatosam. What's Tashlich going to be about? What's Tashlich going to be about? I always have to redirect things coming my way. So says the Tomer Dvora as follows. Zo Mida Tova Lakars Baruch Hu Shari Yisrael Chatu Misarim Biyat Paro. B'nai Yisrael sins. And because B'nai Yisrael sins, so Paro is going to be the one that's going to give it out to them. Paro is going to give it out to them. Vishavu b'tshuva. The Medrash says that what allows Klal Yisrael to get out of Mitzrayim is that they did tshuva. So lama ya'anish paro, v'chein sancheirev, v'chein haman, v'domehen. I understand. Oh, it's Baruch Hu regretted. They did tshuva. So it's Baruch Hu wants to pull back. I gave you paro, they were deserving of certain things, so you were attacking them. Haman, they were deserving of certain things, you wanted to kill them. Sancheirev, they were deserving of certain things, you wanted to annihilate them. I understand that I gave you the koach because they were deserving. And now B'nai Yisrael does tshuva. Mordechai and Esther usher in a tshuva movement. B'nai Yisrael and Mitzrayim usher in a tshuva movement, the Medrash says. So what happens? So says the Tomer Dvora, Zelo Yaspik El Yashiv Amal Haman Al Rosh V'chein Par V'chein Zecherev V'hatam Lan Hagazo He Besod V'nasa Haseir Alav Es Kol Avonam El Eretz Gzera. What's happening here? Paro is about to annihilate B'nai Yisrael. So what happens as a result? When B'nai Yisrael does tshuva, all that he wants to give out comes back at him. B'nai Yisrael was deserving of it. But the way, when you create koach in this world, that koach never goes away. It just, someone else has to come and to take that place. For the Tomer Dvora, that's in many ways for Kabbalistic reasons. You've created kochos hara. The kochos hara exist. They have to land somewhere. So where are they landing? The answer is either on this guy or on that guy. Either on this guy, Derech Agav. Now we understand a little bit better why Hargu Ein Neharagin. Because Hargu Ein Neharagin means that the Kochos landed, which means that the Edim Zomim don't have to take the place. That's part of what the Maharal explains there in Be'er Hagola. Relates to why Hargu, what happened, but that's, if it lands, it lands. It doesn't land, that's going to take the place of that particular person. Says the Tomer Dvora, that's part of what the Seir La'Azazel is. Part of what the Seir La'Azazel is that we are taking our sins, and what are we doing with our sins? We are putting them, in Yom Kippur story, on this Seir, that was not a voice crack, on this Seir, that was something else, and I'll own that. And we are throwing that off, over a cliff. They're taking the place of it. Why is that so? Because they have to take the place of it. There's kochos that are created. When I do tshuva, whatever punishment I was deserving of and I was going to get, I have to engage in a redirect. That they explain Derech Agav, some Bali Mahshav explain, is why in the Purim story, what's the response? It isn't just B'nai Yisrael are saved. How does the story end? Mordechai has to have it, then what's going to happen? The Jews are going to kill those who are oppressing them. Because it has to be a redirect. What is vidoy? Ela hamida hikacha adam misvada. V'kavanasu bevidoy lekabel alaf tahara. Some point at the Ksavik Kabbalah suggests the meaning of the word vidoy, again, based on whatever etymological factors, has to do with throwing. Vidoy is an act of throwing. What am I doing in vidoy? I'm trying to throw off. I'm trying to redirect in many ways. Now, the Talmud Dvorah points out, when a person does tshuva, that redirect is not always complete. I can engage in a redirect, but sometimes what I'm going to end up getting is still a... There are still some small remnants. I may still need something. There are still some small remnants. That's where we say in Vidoy, Mirok Barachamecha Harabim, Avalo Al Yedei Yisurim, Avalo Al Yisurim Raim. We don't want bad Yisurim, but there may be some things that are still there. Meaning, even with all of our tshuva, there may be some small elements. So whenever a person engages in Vidoy or does tshuva, what they're trying to say is that redirect, that which should be coming all at me, I'm going to shift over, but there may still be some small remnants. There may still be some small remnants. And part of my job is being able to shift things as much as possible away from me, and onto someone which is going to be there. That's part of what this particular midah is. Again, vidoy milashon zrika vehashlacha. This idea is found in other midrashim, and other ideas also. The Rikinati, who's one of the early Rishonim in Kabbalah, he says this pshat about, he quotes the pasuk from Megillas Esther, that which is nechtam b'taba'as ha-melech, ein lahashiv, and therefore ein takana l'davar ad shitin l'malach ha-maves kofro. The malach ha-maves is there, and it will not leave unless it gets something. The only question is, what exactly it is getting. We understand l'chora, based on this, what part of the mid of tash, what's tashlech on Rosh Hashanah. It's a very odd idea. I'm taking bread, I'm putting my sins on it, and I'm throwing it into a way, and that's called anything which works. So what is Tashlich really all about? Tashlich is one huge redirect. Tashlich is one thing that all the things that I'm deserving, I'm going to engage in Vidoy, and I'm going to shift them over there. I'm going to move them somewhere else. as a result. That's a Midah of Hashem called the Midah. That's how he punishes. So why does Paro get punished? Because he was trying to annihilate the responses, he's going to come back. He's going to come back right at him. Haman, it's on the same eights. That's the Venafochu of Haman. That's the Cherif Paro of Mordechai. That's the eight of Zomimin. It's a Yisod which comes up in many, many places. Lechora, Pesukim and Mishlei, Rabbi Yonah points out, and the Gra point out. But that, in many ways, is the Yisod. Okay. Now it gets a little bit complicated, which is, okay, so what's the takeaway? How am I uttering, you know, what is my, like, if the whole thing is us being like Rabbonu Shel Olam, so how does this play out? So says the Talmud Dvorah as follows, Gam b'midazo, we skipped a lot, there's a lot of Kabbalah here, but again, I think this is the pshat. Gam b'midazo tzarech l'hisnahiga adam im chaveiro. There are elements of the way the Shem works that we have to recall also. Afilu she'iye rasha meducha b'yisurin. Even if a person is a rasha who has punished with tremendous yisurin, al yisna'ehu. Once the punishment's been uttered out, he's gotten some of it. Some of it may have been redirected. Once he has sort of received something for what he did, he's all good. Have rachmanis for those who get punished. Because sometimes, even when you do tshuva, there'll be a redirect, but you still get a little bit. So when you see someone that gets a little bit, so part of what I have to do is, okay, I feel bad for that person. He still got a little bit. And the Ribbono Shel Olam has given what he deserved. The Ribbono Shel Olam may have shifted away from him and given to somebody else. And what I should try to do is deal with the rasha's punishment. This guy, once he got what he got, so then he's good to go. And don't say, Val Yomer Avona Garam Lo, El Yerachameyu B'midazok T'pirashti. The Ribbono Shel Olam has a rachmanis, and that the way that the Ribbono Shel Olam works is that when a person is deserving of a degree of punishment, there's a redirect, and that person may still get a little bit. Once that happens, the person's all good. Once it happens, the person's all clear. So similarly, when a person is deserving of a particular, of something, when a person's in need of something, when a person gets punished a little bit, once he gets punished a little bit, so then it's over. The Baruch Shalom's uttered out that punishment. And that person is all good right now. It's all good right now. There's a person that's causing a lot of tzaras. So we want to redirect, help that person get better and redirect. They may still get a little bit, but they're going to end up being in a significantly better place. When people hurt us, when people cause struggle, when people damage, so I can redirect a little bit. I can hope that person can do tshuva and it'll go somewhere else. And even if that person gets remnants of a punishment, once it's there, we're all good. We're all good. It's now over. They've gotten what they deserved, and now we can proceed further. Have a great rest of your day.